Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska State Troopers responded to a disturbance call yesterday at the Presbyterian Hospitality House in Fairbanks. A trooper report says a youth resident used a knife to try to break down a door to an office where a staff member had barricaded himself. Troopers say charges are being forwarded to the Department of Juvenile Justice. The Presbyterian Hospitality House website says it operates 7 family-style residential treatment centers in the Fairbanks area, offering individualized treatment plans for troubled youth. Copper River King salmon continue to come in better than expected, and Chitna dip netters are back to being able to harvest one.
So we're back to the standard regulations for the person use fishery where your bag limit may include a single king salmon for the entire season.
State Area Management Biologist Mark Somerville says the single king allowance in the personal use fishery was restored after commercial and subsistence harvests indicated a better run than the preseason forecast 29,000 kings.
14,000 king salmon taken in the commercial fishery, and we anticipate somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 king salmon taken in the upriver fisheries combined. And that'll still leave us enough fish to meet our escapement goal of 24,000.
Meanwhile, Somerville says the Copper River's more abundant sockeye run is shaping up to come in right around the preseason forecast of 1.8 million fish, a slightly below average return. Monitoring and reduced hours have resulted in cleaner, smoother operations at a Fairbanks trash transfer site. Earlier this month, the North Star Borough trimmed hours at its popular Farmers Loop East transfer site from 24 to 12 and staffed the facility. The trial effort aimed at stopping illegal dumping, cleaning up the area, and deterring drug activity has been effective, according to Borough Mayor Carl Castle.
The comments that I'm getting from all parts of the community are super supportive.
That's Mayor Castle speaking at a Borough Assembly meeting Thursday. Castle told the Assembly the Borough is still studying effects, but that it appears much of the cost of staffing the facility is being offset by not having to spend money on previous issues.
Vandalism, because we haven't had any since we've been in this trial program, or graffiti. We're saving money on picking up litter, both inside and out. We've had quite a decrease in commercial trash being dumped there and trash coming out from the city to that site.
Castle says the borough has seen increases in trash dumped at its Salcha and Farmers Loop West transfer sites. He says the borough is working with its solid waste contractor on a plan to extend the Farmers Loop East transfer site trial through October. He estimates the cost at about $5,000 per month. Castle says the additional time will provide better data and more public feedback, useful information prior to rebidding the solid waste contract in FY 2019. Warmer than average temperatures are likely over the rest of the summer in the interior. That's according to the National Weather Service's latest climate forecast. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
National Weather Service climate expert Rick Toman says there's a pretty good chance of significantly warmer than normal temperatures into September for Alaska's northern coast and much of the interior, from Fairbanks to eastern Prince William Sound.
Along the north slope and across Fairbanks to Cordova.
But he says the odds are less tilted in favor of warmer than normal temperatures for areas to the north and east of Fairbanks.
It's not much of a tilt across the northern interior and down along the Yukon border.
The 3-month predictions on temperatures and precipitation that Toman included in his monthly online climate report Friday are based on probabilities that he breaks down into 3 categories: higher than normal, below normal, and even chances of either higher or normal. So he sets the probability of a warm late summer and normal rainfall in this part of the interior and most of the state, except for the southeast, at 45%. But he says the odds are much better for those conditions in southwestern Alaska.
We get up over that magical 50% mark, so significantly warmer than average is the likely category for the coastal southwest Alaska, the Alaska Peninsula, and out into the Aleutians.
Toman says the myriad of sensors and other forecasting tools the Weather Service uses suggests an El Nino is becoming less likely for the coming year, and he says if that bears out, it augurs a warmer than normal winter is ahead. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
University of Alaska Fairbanks documentary film professor Rob Prince drove from Michigan to Fairbanks in a 1982 DeLorean sports car. After 3,600 miles, Prince rolled into Fairbanks Pioneer Park Friday night, where he was greeted by friends. Prince purchased the classic gullwing door two-seater while on sabbatical last year, and he and a friend in a support car filmed along the drive to Alaska for an upcoming documentary. Prince says the car, made famous by the Back to the Future movies, attracted attention everywhere they went.
Generally, we would just pull over anywhere, gas station, you know, restaurant, whatever, and people would be on it just like that. And they all want to see it and sit in it. And so this car is a celebrity, and we were just sort of the groupies going along with it.
Prince says the DeLorean performed well even through a summer storm.
Running into snow outside of Fort Nelson was pretty exciting. It was like Narnia for about 5 minutes there. And I don't think the DeLorean had ever seen snow before, and I certainly had no idea how it was going to handle. So that was just a really surreal moment.
Prince says after the snow, the DeLorean nearly ran out of gas, but that otherwise the trip was long but pretty smooth. I'm Dan Bross.